Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hello everyone and welcome to Social Blend. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have an incredible episode for you. We have Elizabeth Lavelle here with us today. She is owner of Colorful Creations Photography, and you can find her on all social media. And she does have her company based in Central Jersey. So we talk a lot today about her photography, how she got started. She's incredible. I've known her for a while. She's taking photos of me, she's taking photos of my family, so she is incredible, and I do recommend her to everybody. So without further ado, without me talking all day, here is our interview with Elizabeth Lavelle, creator of Colorful Creations Photography. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi.
All right.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
We are here today. We have a lot to discuss about photography and your business. You want to introduce yourself to everybody and kind of explain your business?
So my name's Elizabeth. I've been a photographer since probably 2014. And now I have a photography studio with just a bunch of fun different shoots that we offer.
And an incredible studio with a million backdrops. I mean, like I've been there and I felt like I was like, I could like just get photos taken all day in every, I mean, you have so much to offer. You have so many backdrops, yeah. So many props. It's like, it's incredible.
I know, it's crazy. To think about it, like, I think I have probably over 100 backdrops and different like themes and stuff alone.
Wow.
And that's just in 3 years. So
yeah,
we'll see where it goes from there.
It's only up from here, of course. All right. So how did you start your photography business, or what got you to start photography? Your business, your photography younger. Business.
Yeah. When I was younger, I kind of just like, I never really liked getting my picture taken because I mean, I'm one of four, you know, you're one of four too.
Yeah.
And we both have Kodak moms.
Yes.
So
yes.
Getting those pictures, it was always like a struggle to get everybody looking at the camera at the same time. And it just was like, it was kind of stressful, not really stressful, but like, it was a lot. It was a lot to take on. And for me, I just like wanted to make it more of a fun experience for kids, so they don't have to like feel like, oh, we have to get the perfect picture and everything. Like, it can be fun and you can enjoy it. It doesn't have to be like so very serious, you know.
So
when I was in high school, I kind of just picked up a camera. Like, I took a photo class my senior year and kind of just like learned a little bit more about it. And then I started my own like little business. I wouldn't even call it a business, but just for like friends and family, I would take pictures like at the park or wherever they wanted, like events and stuff. And I kind of just like started growing from there. And then after I graduated from County College, where I got my degree in photo, I worked at a studio that was a very specialized studio. So they did just like Christmas and Easter pictures. And then I realized, like, after doing a few Christmas seasons there, I was like, you know what, I kind of just like want to ultimately follow my goal and start my own studio. I mean, the timing wasn't 100% great because, you know, we opened right in the middle of the pandemic right after I graduated from Rutgers, but I mean, we're still going strong and people are loving it, and it's just fun to finally follow my dream of having my own studio and doing what I like to do and seeing kids enjoy taking pictures and not like wanting to cry every time they come in.
Yeah. And that's one thing, because you did start in the midst of the pandemic and you did have a really cool thing. You were taking photos of everyone's families, like on their front porch, which was cool. Oh, yeah. My family refused. I mean, I like my sibling, like they're like you, they hate taking photos, like a few of them. So I think I'm the only one that's kind of like, oh yeah, I'll take a photo. But yeah, you want to talk about that too? How you were taking photos on the front porch during the pandemic? Cause that was really cool too. Cause when was that? It was for a holiday, I think.
I can't remember what it was for, but I remember I actually saw a photographer in, I believe it was South Amboy, who was doing it. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, oh, this is such a good idea. You should do this around North Brunswick. And I think it was just more so just like kind of break up the like COVID and everything that was going on. Like you just hearing the news and everything was so sad and depressing. It's like, well, we wanted to bring something fun to around. So we started with my siblings on the front porch with our dog. And then my mom posted it. She's like, she's going around town, so if you want them. And I think I had probably close to 30 families just in North Brunswick alone that wanted me to come take pictures for them. Mm-hmm. And they loved it. It was just something to break up the monotony of definitely. COVID.
Yes, especially during that time, we were all home. Like that's it. It wasn't like we were going out. I feel like it was Easter. I feel like it was around Easter, I'm going to say.
It probably was, yeah.
I think it was like around that time. But yeah, that was really cool. And that was a great idea. And yeah, I mean, even though my sibling, like we didn't do it, I was like so annoyed. But that was awesome. Calling all meat and cheese lovers. Meatheads in Lawrence Township, New Jersey are moving to a bigger and better location. The family-owned business is opening their new location on November 1st, which is a Tuesday at 11 a.m., and they want you to celebrate with them. New location means new things, like indoor dining, which they've never had before, and their fresh sliced ribeye steaks are going to be cooked on a 7-foot grill. They're offering fresh ice cream shakes, and I hear that they are adding some new items to the menu. So run, don't walk, to Meathead's Cheesesteak, located at 2495 Brunswick Pike in Lawrence Township, New Jersey, 08648, on November 1st, which is their reopening, at 11 a.m. Tell me about your favorite shoot experience. Like, what was one experience that... you know, you were doing, you know, you were taking photos of someone and you were like, this is an awesome experience.
Man, it's hard to pick one. Because it's like each shoot
or
is
a few,
different.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, exactly.
Each shoot is different. So it's like, it's really hard to determine. Like, so like, if I wanted to say like my favorite, like, I don't know. I feel like one of my favorites definitely is when I took your guys' family Christmas pictures last year and like trying to convince them to do them.
Oh my, yes. My brother, like I said, they do not like taking photos. So I think we conned one of them into like, I think we were like, oh, we're just doing this shoot. And then like her studio is insane, especially Christmas time. She has like Winter Wonderland, and then she has like Santa's you know, what is it, kitchen,
the kitchen and everything.
Oh my gosh, it looks so nice. I'll post these on my Instagram to show you all, but they are so nice. And I knew my brother was not gonna do it, so I was like, let me tell him that we're just gonna take them outside at like a park, and then on our way home go to the studio and say, surprise, now you have to take them. And that's what we did.
Yeah, that was so funny. And then once he got there, he loved it. He was like, okay.
Especially when I'm like, throw flour on my face. And then he's like, yeah, okay.
Oh, that was so fun. Yeah. But yeah, no, like that one definitely was one of my favorites. I think another one I actually just did recently. I got a backdrop that has like a giant pizza on it. So kind of to
I
show
saw
people
that one.
Yeah, just to show people that like for cake smashes and first birthdays, it doesn't have to be cake. Like, I did a spaghetti smash before. That was really fun. So I got pizza and I put like the sauce all over the kid's face, and he was just going to town on his pizza. He loved it.
Because it's like a candid photo. Like, it's in the moment, and like, it, you know, it's not like you're saying, look here, look here. It's just like you're taking these photos of this kid just eating this giant pizza, or it looks giant. He's tiny.
Yeah.
But, oh my, so cute.
And you can just see like the pure excitement and joy in his face in the pictures. Like, you can tell he's like actually enjoying it. He's not like sitting there trying to look all like prim and proper and everything like that.
I love that. And all right. And do you have any others?
I don't know, because it's like hard. I feel like definitely my favorite kind of shoots to do would be like more adult milestone. So like recently I just did a birthday for someone who turned 24, and she just wanted to do this whole like new year, new me kind of vibe. And it was just so much fun. Like, it's a nice break from kids, because kids is very high energy. You have to be act like a little crazy, and they look at you like you're nuts. And I'm I am, but that's besides the point.
You have like the squeaky toy, like
exactly. But like with adults, it's just like really fun to like capture their personality in the pictures. And like with this girl, I haven't posted her pictures yet, but I think they'll be up soon. She was just like loving it. She never had a photo shoot before in her life. She got her makeup done and she was just like enjoying the entire thing. You could really tell like she was just wanted this really strong woman kind of vibe, and I feel like that's just her personality, and it's like you can feel that through the pictures.
I love that. Yeah, that's and that's what's so great about photography, is that like you deal with so many different people and so many different occasions. Like, it's never, you know, you have a birthday, holiday, celebration, occasion. Like, there's so many different things that photography is shot for, so that's an awesome gift, definitely.
Yeah, and it kind of, it's like, it's a nice creative outlet for some people too, especially if they like want to model and stuff, but they feel like they can't. Like, that's a lot of people that come to me, they're just like, I like taking pictures, but like I can never be a model. And then they come in, they're like, oh my gosh, maybe I can be a model. You gotta do what you want to do.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Like, you being the model, one of my models, you know?
Yeah, yes. I know. I love it. Thank you. Okay, so my next question for you is, which holiday is your favorite to shoot?
That's a good question, because I do like a lot of holidays. Yeah. I don't know if you consider birthdays a holiday, but birthdays are really fun. But I feel like favorite with you know, it's like your own holiday.
Yeah.
But I feel like Christmas, I mean, I love Christmas. I always have. And it's just like, I mean, it's a busy season for sure, but that's what makes it so much fun, especially with the kids, because you can just see them getting so excited. Like, oh my gosh, Santa's coming. Like, I wonder what I'm going to get for Christmas. And it's just like, it's just a nice feeling to bring to, like, to see all the joy that these kids have. And it's also really fun, because for me, at least what I like to do to make it more fun for the kids is I pretend that I'm an elf. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm half elf, half human. And then the older kids look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, no, but like, seriously, like, I know your name. Like, this is your name. This is your age. They're like, how did you know that? I'm like, because Santa told me.
Right.
I told you I'm elf.
I love that. I love, you're like one of Santa's helpers.
Exactly. And then when they look at you, like, because I'm taller, you know? Yeah. So they look at me and they're like, but you're not an elf. You're not, you're too tall. That's why I'm like, okay, no, I'm only half elf. That's why.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
And especially,
sorry, you could go ahead.
I was gonna say, just because like a lot of them have Elf on the Shelves too, so So I like ask them who their elf is, and I'm like, oh, I know them. Do they wear like a red hat? And they're like, oh my gosh, yes.
Oh my gosh. It.
It's so fun.
Yeah, and it definitely breaks the ice, because I know, like, as a kid, like you said, like, my mom literally photo shoots all the time. We would go to places, like, she loves her photos. So it is, like, good when you have someone that's able to break the ice, like a photographer that's able to break the ice, and then it's easier to kind of smile and, like, do different poses. So that's great that you do that.
Yeah, I feel like it gets more of, like, a genuine smile out of them. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at the pictures, they don't look like they're like petrified. Like, you know, you have your real smile, and then you have your, oh my gosh, what is happening? I'm so scared smile.
Yeah.
And those, you don't want those, like, especially for like holiday cards. Like, mm-hmm. people are going to be like, are you okay? You know what I mean? They're going to look at you like, what is wrong?
Yeah.
But no, I love getting the genuine smiles, and then getting like the candid moments, especially like in that kitchen backdrop you were saying. That one's like honestly one of my favorite ones, and I feel like it's a client favorite as well. It's just there's so much for them to do, and they get really, you can get some really funny pictures out of that.
Yes, as I know. So do you think, so I guess you, Christmas is definitely your busiest, you would say?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. I mean, even just over the past couple of years, because we opened, like I said, we opened in 2020. So I'm going into my third Christmas season this year. And I opened up sessions earlier than I had anticipated, but we're already booking a lot.
Wow.
People are booking. I think my first shoot was actually October 2nd for Christmas pictures.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, wow. That's early, but
okay, yeah,
whatever works.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. What kind, because I know like a lot of people are gonna, you know, message you about this if they have questions. What do you specialize in as a photographer? Like, what's, is that the word? Like, what's your, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So my specialty, I would say, is mainly portraits. I do events. I do like headshots and stuff like that. So definitely portraits. I feel like my very main like niche would be cake smashes and like birthdays.
Okay.
'Cause those are just like, they're fun, like,
yeah,
the little kids are fun to play with and stuff. I feel like I'm a giant kid, so like, yeah, playing with the kids is like it's fun for me.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely like portraits, headshots, birthdays, family pictures, sweet 16 portraits, trying to think what else, like any kind of like person in the image.
Right.
That's pretty much what I do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Describe Portuguese.
You're like, if there's someone in the camera, that is what I do. But like,
exactly.
So like one, cause I know we discussed about this, like you don't do like weddings, right? Or like stuff, but it's more like.
Like events at like smaller events. So like I've done Sweet 16s in the past. Mm-hmm. I know those can be kind of big, but
yeah,
I feel like those are a lot easier because it's not as big as a wedding, but there's a lot less things you have to coordinate too for a Sweet 16. Right. But yeah, like bridal showers, baby showers I've done, Sweet 16s, just like little family get togethers, small birthday parties, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, because like I feel like weddings are very difficult, and you have like, if you don't get that photo in that moment, like that's an issue. So
exactly. Yeah,
weddings could definitely be chaotic. As to like a Sweet 16, like you don't always have to get those, you know, main photos that a wedding would need. So
exactly. Yeah, like weddings, I don't know, they scare me, honestly, to be a photographer at, because I'm very much a perfectionist. So mm-hmm. if I miss the picture or it comes out blurry or whatever, that's going to bug me so much.
Right.
But like with Sweet 16, I take a lot, and I feel like the main ones that you really want at a Sweet 16 is the candle ceremony. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that they're going to stop and stand there and smile until I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that I feel like you kind of just get like the people at a Sweet 16 are going to have a different mindset than the people at a wedding.
Right.
Like at a wedding, they're more like focused on what's going on. At a Sweet 16, they're like, I want to have these pictures. They're not like, guests at a wedding aren't really concerned about the pictures. They're just mm-hmm. there to celebrate the bride and the groom and have a good time. Sweet 16, they're going to have a good time, but I mean, they're teenagers. They want their right. pictures.
Yes.
They want to look good.
Yeah. Calling all meat and cheese lovers. Meatheads in Lawrence Township, New Jersey are moving to a bigger and better location. The family-owned business is opening their new location on November 1st, which is a Tuesday at 11 a.m., and they want you to celebrate with them. New location means new things, like indoor dining, which they've never had before, and their fresh sliced ribeye steaks are going to be cooked on a 7-foot grill. They're offering fresh ice cream shakes, and I hear that they are adding some new items to the menu. So run, don't walk, to Meathead's Cheesesteak, located at 2495 Brunswick Pike in Lawrence Township, New Jersey, 08648, on November 1st, which is their reopening, at 11 a.m. Is there any plans in the future for your business? Like, what, is there any thing new coming? Is like, what can we look forward to?
So I actually just bought a photo booth, so we are going to start offering that soon.
Oh, that's cool.
First things first is my sister Sweet 16, get all mm-hmm. the kinks out.
Yeah.
And then from there we'll start offering it for events, and you can do prints or mm-hmm. not like, that's the cool thing about this one, is that we have the option to print, but we also have the option to send it to your phone via email, or like you scan a QR code and then that's you can awesome. Have it on your phone.
Yeah.
So I feel like it'll be a nice fun addition. And then I think we're just gonna have like a bunch of different mini sessions coming up in the new year once Christmas is over.
Yeah.
New mini sessions, new themes, new backdrops, just a bunch of fun stuff, fun little creative things that we can do.
That's awesome. I cannot wait, especially the photo booth. That is like, that's one thing that every event always needs. Like, it's always a fun thing to do. So I'm definitely excited for that. All right. And before we go, where can people find you via social media or anything like that?
So we're on Facebook and we're also on Instagram. They're both at Colorful Creations Photo, or through our website, which is colorfulcreationsphotography.com. If you have any questions or if you just want to say hi, you can always send us a DM or message us through the website. We love to chat and love to connect with people.
Awesome. And I'll also have everything in our links. Like, so if you're listening to this podcast via Spotify or Apple Podcasts, anything like that, if you just slide all the way down, you'll see that information. What else did I have to say? Oh, yes, you are in Central Jersey. So
yeah.
Is there any shoots that you do? Do you offer that, like, you know, outside of Central Jersey, but like in New Jersey?
Of course, yeah. We travel all over New Jersey. We like to try and stay as local as possible just because sometimes we'll have multiple shoots in one day. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for photos outside of Central Jersey, we have ways to get there. We can make it work. We can definitely go outside, take pictures, make sure we capture those memories for you.
Okay. Awesome. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on to my podcast. You are incredible. Your business is incredible. Your photos are amazing. And I will see you soon. Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. And Elizabeth, I will see you later.
Bye.
Bye.